Hello, this is John Robles. I'm speaking with Professor Anita Dunch. She's a professor of economics at Western New England University and a contributor to the Cost of War study. Hello, Ms. Dunch.
Hello.
In your study, you went into the cost of war. Are there any economic benefits from the wars that might offset in the long run or in the short term the outlays for the war, such as reconstruction contracts, cheaper oil, etc.?
Any time the government spends money, it contributes to what economists call aggregate demand and increases gross domestic product. The problem with looking at that rather simple economic analysis, though, is that there are opportunity costs of that money. So all of the money being spent to wage war in Afghanistan, Iraq, or wherever could have been spent on other types of economic activities. For example, education, or, for example, renewable energy to replace the oil, which we increasingly import. And by spending, one of the things our study shows, one of the contributors did a study showing that when you spend on these other types of economic activities, such as education or renewable energy, you actually can create more jobs than you can through military spending. So in reality, the economic benefits of waging war is, you know, what economists also call a broken window fallacy. Yes, if you break the window, it increases GDP, but really, wouldn't it have been better to spend that money on other things that have more substantial long-run benefits to our economy?
Right. I was going to ask you this question a little later. I guess I'll do it now. $4 trillion, that's a lot of money. Most of us can't imagine that much. Can you give the listeners a little bit of an idea what, if that, say that was spent on creating jobs or hiring teachers or something, how much could $4 trillion buy to help the American public?
Well, certainly any, you know, if we just look at what was spent on military prosecution of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, we mm-hmm. see that, you know, millions more jobs could have been created if we had spent the money on something else, on education, on healthcare, on the smart grid, on mass transit, what have you. And you know, you can see those figures for yourself if you come to the website of costsofwar.org.
As an economist, have you seen any change in Obama's policies as opposed to those of former President George Bush?
Well, I don't see a great change, but I think there is some prospect for change. But certainly the Obama administration began certain policies and reversed certain policies with respect to the war on terror. So I think the future is still open-ended. I think we as Americans still have a chance to change our future and change our destiny as far as this so-called war on terror. But I have to say that the Obama administration hasn't changed the policies that much from the Bush administration.
I've recently spoken with counterterrorism experts and some other experts, and they all said about the same thing. They don't know why the U.S. is in Afghanistan, for example. Economically, do you see any reason why the U.S. is in Afghanistan?
Well, no. Certainly the economic benefit of waging a war in Afghanistan to the United States is really nothing, you know, because even military spending, again, we could spend these amounts of monies in other ways that would be more beneficial to our economy. Certainly from an economic perspective, there is no gain to the war in Afghanistan.
Not reconstruction contracts, cheaper oil, nothing like that?
Well, the war in Afghanistan isn't going to lead to cheaper oil. It's not clear that any war is going to lead to cheaper oil. I think the long-run prospect is to reduce oil dependency through, you know, changing our energy policy, not through waging war. And I think, you know, from a moral standpoint, not even from an economic standpoint, but from both an economic and moral standpoint, it's ridiculous to think that we should wage war in order to secure cheaper oil. But certainly, the economics don't really make sense. We could build up an infrastructure in the United States that's better for our economy that reduces our dependency on oil. So no, I don't think there's real economic benefits to be had.
Just a reminder, you're listening to an interview with Anita Dunch. She's a professor of economics at Western New England University and a contributor to the Cost of War study recently released by Brown University. As I understand, part of your study, or the reason for it, was to kind of get the government to be a little bit more open on the actual costs being spent. Do you think many of the war on terror costs are being hidden for or under the blanket of security? And who is taking advantage of this, if anyone?
Yeah, I think there's been an amazing amount of propaganda around security. And the war on terror, if anything, has undermined our security. It's created more hostility toward the U.S. around the world. It's widely perceived by Muslims to be a crusade. So I think clearly it hasn't added to American security, and at the same time has undermined, I would argue, our economy.
Did you have any obstacles in doing your study? Did you run up into any brick walls of areas where you could not get information?
I think the biggest issue with doing a study like this is it's an ongoing project. It's a project that many more researchers need to work on. If anything, we've only hit the tip of the iceberg as far as showing what some of these costs are and measuring them in quantitative ways. I think there's just a lot more work to be done to come up with quality estimates around what the real costs are, whether they be human costs, social costs, economic costs. Just think there's more work to be done.
One more time, who, if anybody, who is profiting from all of this?
Yeah, I think one of the side effects the war on terror has been to create a new industry. We always had defense contractors, but I think we've created this whole new industry around war profiteering. And I think that's a problem. I think they're politically powerful. They're going to be part of our economic infrastructure into the future and are going to weigh in on policies in ways that are really detrimental to the average American. So, yeah, there is this whole new set of businesses all set up around the war on terror. Mm-hmm. That's really problematic, and we are going to have to take that on and deal with that.
This is John Robles. I was speaking with Anita Dunch. She's a professor of economics at Western New England University and a contributor to the Cost of War study. Thanks for listening.